This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, the nation of Israel is open once again to tourists from around the world. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
A year and a half after closing its borders to almost all foreign visitors due to the global coronavirus pandemic, Israel is opening back up to fully vaccinated tourists. In July, Israel began an aggressive booster shot campaign, offering a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to anyone over the age of 16. That campaign brought a fourth wave outbreak of infections under control. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office said that foreigners who were fully vaccinated less than 6 months ago or who have received a booster shot more recently will be eligible to enter the country. People who recovered from COVID-19 less than 6 months ago may also visit. The rules recognize most internationally recognized vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Sinovac, and Sinopharm, but not Russia's Sputnik. Bennett's office said that people coming from red countries with high outbreaks would not be permitted, while officials will monitor new variants, including a strain identified in Israel this week. The decision could give a boost to the struggling tourism industry, which has been hit hard by the lack of tourists. It comes just ahead of the busy Christmas season, when tens of thousands of foreigners visit holy sites in Jerusalem and Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. Some details, including whether foreigners will have to be tested or undergo quarantine upon arrival, were not immediately announced. Throughout the closure, Israel has allowed some foreigners to visit, including people with close relatives in the country and people coming for work or study. It began allowing tour groups in September. Continue to pray for Israel and for those suffering from the impact of the coronavirus around the world. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.